Welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the blog which is based on the learnings and ideas around the book which I put together with Tracy Follers a couple of years ago about the beginnings of account planning. I've returned to doing the blog because we're just past that anniversary time of 50 years, because in 1968, J. Walter Thompson and Boaz Massimi Pollitt both started their planning departments towards the end of October, beginning of November, so that's a good thing to celebrate. Anyway, this week I thought I would talk on the theme of new business and pitching, because that seems to me to be an area where planners have often made their mark. And I don't just mean at senior levels, but it's often one of the places where, as a junior planner, you can make an impact relatively quickly. And it always seemed to me to be quite surprising how easy it was to make an impact like this, not least because clients know their businesses way better than you do. So how is it possible that so often an agency can really cut through in a pitch situation by finding something new or something different? Well, I would argue that the real reason for that is because if you take the focus on the customer, if agencies do focus on the customer and understand how customers feel and go and research them, often you can find something that the client sort of knows and takes for granted or has overlooked. So that's an obvious area where a planner can make a difference. Where, of course, it can be a problem, that is, that if you go head to head and talk about the client's own product, well, no one knows their product better than they do, so you'll be in trouble. But certainly in terms of the usual pitches, the more there's a customer focus, that's where planners can start to make a contribution, so that even if creatives can come up with amazing ideas and account handlers can build chemistry with the client team, that seems to me to be an area where planning always does make progress. Now, if I can take that fairly obvious point to make and to go back to the beginnings of planning, it seems to me that planning was very effective in pitching. It was particularly important with Boaz Massimi Pollitt being a startup that they were able to pitch for business and to bring it in, and their planning department was key to that. And that was largely because of the research that each planner was expected to conduct. So very quickly, the ideas that were being presented to clients had been shown to real people. And that at the time was considered to be a novelty, and for many years it gave Boaz Massimi Pollitt an advantage, not least because some of the ideas that they were being shown were quite outlandish, and it gave clients the confidence that the ideas actually worked in the sense that they were accepted. One could see research findings and one could go to focus groups and hear people talking about them. You could see that these ideas were understood. So that was an immediate plus. I think it's also worth considering that even on the other side with J. Walter Thompson, they had a consumer research culture that was built in. So everything that was done in terms of the way pitches happened was evidence-based, and therefore you weren't simply going in to see a few creative ideas and deciding if the agency had the right chemistry for you, but there was a sense in which what they were proposing was grounded in the way ordinary people understood advertising. And of course, Joe Walter Thompson's focus was increasingly, from the start of planning, focusing on brands and the long-term effects of advertising, and being able to at least explain that the very things that you wanted to turn into longer-term benefits were actually understood and made sense of by people when they saw the rough advertising. But I guess one of the main learnings which came out of the book was looking at what then happened when planners went into other agencies and how planning worked there. So often there was a sort of a reality check where people assumed that the culture was the same and discovered that other agency cultures were quite hostile to planners and planning ideas, and that planners didn't do nearly as well as they had. And it makes you realise that planning is not simply a department but a whole cultural way of thinking, and sometimes agencies will go with it and sometimes they can be downright hostile places. So there was a bit of a wake-up call for several of the planners, Jim Williams being an example, going to SJIP before he then wound up at Young and Rubicam, where he did some fantastic work for many years. But there was that sort of false step. But I think one of the most exciting stories was talking to Jane Newman about when she got to Chiat Day and her observation that planning was most effective when it was applied to new business. because, in fact, Jay Chiat was quoted as saying that planning was the best new business tool he'd ever come across, because it was a way of finding something, common ground to talk to clients and persuading them to buy work that otherwise they would have great difficulty in buying. But it's also interesting that John Steele, who we spoke to, talked about Gibby Silverstein and his experience that where you try to impose it on existing accounts, you always had resistance, not only from the clients, but from inside the agency itself, because of the relationships which were being disrupted. However, when you applied it to new business, as time continued, the new clients became a greater and greater proportion of the agency's business. It was a much more organic way of introducing planning and planning thinking. So, and I can certainly attest to it, that when you work in small agencies which have not had a planning culture, new business is the way to make a difference, because then that creates the demand for the client that in effect has bought planning to buy the agency and wants it to continue on their business. At that point, it's a lot easier for planning to continue to work with clients and to demonstrate the benefits of consumer-oriented thinking. It's interesting to think about the different ways in which agencies try to differentiate themselves, given the cost of putting new work together. BBH famously refused to present creative ideas. Other agencies might even refuse to pitch altogether and would simply ask to be appointed after a chemistry meeting. And so therefore it was much more about finding the right relationship. But it just seems to me that one of the areas where planning scored very early and continues to score, even, as I said, with the more junior members, is that way of being able to make an impact very, very quickly on a new piece of business with fresh thinking and rule breaking, which is evidence-based. And I'll just leave the podcast there for now.